No. They're going to... Wait. Don't be so impatient. The evening is very young. It's only about 3 o'clock. The reason I stopped in the middle of this, and we'll have more from them, is that I don't know if a lot of you do realize it, but J.J., Sonny Stitt... How do you do, boy? Where have you been? I thought I sent you home. Mother called. Anyway, Sonny Stitt, Howard McGee, and of course Max Roach, we're all friends and compatriots of this wonderful guy by the name of Charlie Parker. And what we're going to do, and if you'll be quiet over there in the grandstand, is I'd like to ask just JJ and all of them just to step up momentarily and just give us some idea of, first of all, where they met Charlie and some of the things that Charlie Parker meant to them. Very quickly, I know it's late and all that sort of stuff, but it was just very quick. JJ, do you remember? Of course, he's from Indianapolis, and of course, when you're from the Midwest, things do move slow. But where was it, Jay? Come on, right up front here. Where did you meet him first?
Where did I first meet Bird?
Yeah, Bird.
In New York, at Minton's Playhouse.
Say it louder.
It was at Minton's Playhouse, the jam session, where there was Bird and Monk and Max and a bunch of real great musicians. And Bird lit everybody up, of course.
Sonny, do you remember? Sonny Stitt. Now living in Washington.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I first met Charles Christopher Parker in Kansas City, Missouri, his home and native land, where he now resides, and we are so sorry that you didn't appreciate him as much as he should have been appreciated. But you still have his records to listen to, and so listen to him.
Howard.
Hello out there. Hello. First time I met Charlie Parker was in New York City when he was working with Jay McShann at the Savoy Ballroom. And I've never met a man or any other musician that I enjoyed so much as Mr. Charles Parker.
Max, you're the guy.
I met Charlie Parker in New York City in a place called Minton's Playhouse. And it has been one of the greatest experiences of my life to have been able to listen and work with Charles Parker, who has left his imprint on all the music that we hear today and all the music that we endeavor to play up here. Thank you so much.
Max, though, before you go, Max, I'd just like to ask one question, and it's a hard one to answer in a way, but one of the things which I think that you didn't get when you saw Charlie Parker on stage, standing still, so to speak, was this tremendous drive and excitement and interest. I don't know, a lot of you are not aware of the fact that when you stand up here and play before 12 or 14,000 people, to make sense and to make unity and to make vivaciousness and brightness and to entertain takes guts, takes originality, takes color, takes personality, and Charlie Parker had it. Tell us about it.
Well, I'll never forget the first one of the stories that always stuck with me about Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker told me that one's instrument should be like your arm or your leg. It should be so much a part of you that you should be unaware that you are playing it. That's how much the instrument should be to the personality, and this is something I've never forgotten, and I hope you all listen to his records, as Sonny Stitt so wonderfully put it. Thank you.
What are we going to do next? We? No, seriously, and I know that at this hour it always seems strange to be talking about these things, but one of the things that gripes me and gripes a lot of us, I think, is that we do neglect oftentimes to thank and appreciate what it goes into the world of talent. And I'm going to do something right now which maybe seems strange, but it's very important. Max did a thing called Freedom Suite Now just a few moments ago, and there are lots of kids working for lots of good things throughout the world, and particularly at the moment in a little state called Mississippi. Now I'm going to ask all of you, those who are walking, those who are moving, those who are drinking beer, those who are sitting, those who are quiet, Can we have 1 minute of silence for Charlie Parker, for all the great jazz greats, and for those kids who are trying to be a little better? And if you believe in prayer, make it a prayer. If you don't believe in prayer, then conviction that my God will do better. Make this world a little bit of a better place to live in for all of us, for the late Charlie Parker, for these men, for all of us. Can we have a minute of silence? Thank you very, very much. I'm very grateful for you. We can do it, and darn it, we'll do it. So stick with it. And don't go, you know, okay, Charlie Parker.